We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
As the 10th anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 approaches, we reflect on that day and what has followed. Illinois Public Media is observing the anniversary with stories from our reporters, as well as special programming. On Sunday the 11th, tune in at 7:46 a.m. for a live broadcast from Smith Recital Hall of the University of Illinois Black Chorus Memorial Concert on WILL FM 101.1 and HD2. This will be the world premiere of Refuge, a piece commissioned for the 10th anniversary of September 11th. Refuge was co-written by Ollie Watts Davis and K. Edward Copeland. Dr. Davis, a professor of music at the University of Illinois and conductor of the Black Chorus at the university, is here with me in the studio to tell us about Refuge and its premiere. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I want to know, first of all, I think when we think back over the last 10 years and we think back to September 11th, 2001, we think about where we were and what happened. Where were you and how did you hear the news?
I was home with my family preparing my children for school. And my husband said, we need to turn on the television because something catastrophic has happened in New York. His brother had informed him of the situation. And I was just stunned, actually. But I kept thinking, I need to get to my office because my students may need to talk about this. And so I hurried and, of course, sent my children to school and got over to my studio at Smith. And we were there just to sort of take it all in together as community.
Mm. And when did you begin to think about creating a piece of music to commemorate, to memorialize that day?
Well, in 2009, the Black Chorus presented a concert for a memorial concert. But this spring, Director Kramer, our director of the School of Music, asked if I would consider having a composer to write a piece. And so I, of course, was excited to do that. And so we commissioned this piece, and I had a former University of Illinois alum and former member of the Black Chorus who he's written several pieces for the choir. So I knew he would be the ideal person to write this with me.
And his name is K. Edward Copeland.
Yes.
Tell us about him.
Well, K. Edward Copeland, as I said, is a graduate of the university mm-hmm. and alum of Black Chorus. He currently is a pastor of New Zion Baptist Church in Rockville, Illinois, and he's an attorney. And he also is a divinity school student at Trinity in Deerfield, Illinois. But he's quite an outstanding individual, quite a musician. He's an organist, pianist, and composer.
Well, stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can you tell us about the process of creating this piece titled Refuge?
Well, the first thing I thought about the text, what message did we want to share with our audience? And so I selected scripture text from Psalm Division 46 and Isaiah 54. And within the piece, there are some direct quotations, but largely the verses are written, inspired by those text. And essentially, the central theme is that there is a plan for our lives, that an evil cannot thwart that plan. Virtually, it's incapable of doing that. So whether it's there are natural calamities or evil schemes of men, there's still a plan for our lives. And all that we are, all that we have, you know, our times, our lives are in God's hands. So we want it to be a reverent piece, a piece that featured the strengths of the Black Chorus. And we are go through several different musical ideas, the genres, several different genres from the sacred music tradition of African Americans, from the solo voice to the sorrow song represented in the spiritual, to an anthem and traditional and contemporary gospel selection. So all of those genres are intertwined in this piece.
And would it be fair to say that what you wanted to do was to create a feeling, a message of strength, hope, and comfort?
Exactly.
Well, what do you say we listen to an excerpt?
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an excerpt from Refuge, and the chorus there in rehearsal, of course. So the premiere is on September 11th. Now, the chorus is going to sing this 10 years to the day and time when the first tower was attacked. How does the chorus do this without becoming lost in emotion?
Well, in the preparation period, I've made it a point to talk about how we rejoice together and collectively we mourn together. And I've gone through each verse very deliberately and asked them to tell me what does it feel like, what does it look like, these various emotions that the lyrics of the song depict. And so we're trying to work through that so that by the time we get on stage on Sunday, September 11th, we have had our moments and our lives with the piece, and then we're able to present it in a very strong fashion.
Now, the members of the chorus would have been quite young
Yes.
at the time. Have they talked about that?
You know, it's very interesting. They've not spoken about exactly what they were doing. You know, I'm sure they were preparing for school or whatever, and how it really impacted them. But I think over the years, they've gathered more of a feeling about what really happened.
And how have they responded to the composition, to this piece?
It's really interesting. Music is so timeless in that I think in their own day-to-day situations, they find it very applicable. And with what has happened in our country with these natural disasters, we talk about earthquakes and different calamities. The relevance is so real. So they've been really amazed that prior to this happening, we could write these texts and then sing them. I think that's the timelessness of the piece.
Is the performance open to the public?
Yes, it is.
And so when should we arrive?
Everyone should arrive and settle themselves, I think, by 7:35. And then at 7:46, the choir will take the stage and the concert is continuous. There's no speaking, no announcements other than the music. And then once the piece is finished, the choir will leave the stage.
Okay, very good. So on Sunday the 11th, get to Smith Recital Hall or tune in at 7:46 a.m. for a live broadcast from Smith Recital Hall of the University of Illinois Black Chorus Memorial Concert on WILL FM 101.1 and HD2. Ollie Watts Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's an excerpt from Refuge, and the chorus there in rehearsal, of course. So the premiere is on September 11th. Now, the chorus is going to sing this 10 years to the day and time when the first tower was attacked. How does the chorus do this without becoming lost in emotion?
Well, in the preparation period, I've made it a point to talk about how we rejoice together and collectively we mourn together. And I've gone through each verse very deliberately and asked them to tell me what does it feel like, what does it look like, these various emotions that the lyrics of the song depict. And so we're trying to work through that so that by the time we get on stage on Sunday, September 11th, we have had our moments and our lives with the piece, and then we're able to present it in a very strong fashion.
Now, the members of the chorus would have been quite young.
Yes.
At the time. Have they talked about that?
You know, it's very interesting. They've not spoken about exactly what they were doing. You know, I'm sure they were preparing for school or whatever and how it really impacted them. But I think over the years, they've gathered more of a feeling about what really happened.
And how have they responded to the composition, to this piece?
It's really interesting. Music is so timeless in that I think in their own day-to-day situations, they find it very applicable. And with what has happened in our country with these natural disasters, we talk about earthquakes and different calamities. The relevance is so real. So they've been really amazed that prior to this happening, we could write these texts and then sing them. I think that's the timelessness of the piece.
Is the performance open to the public?
Yes, it is.
And so when should we arrive?
Everyone should arrive and settle themselves, I think, by 7:35. And then at 7:46, the choir will take the stage, and the concert is continuous. There's no speaking, no announcements other than the music. And then once the piece is finished, the choir will leave the stage.
Okay, very good. So on Sunday the 11th, get to Smith Recital Hall or tune in at 7:46 a.m. for a live broadcast from Smith Recital Hall of the University of Illinois Black Chorus Memorial Concert on WILL FM 101.1 and HD2. Ollie Watts Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
WILL programs are made possible by Strawberry Fields Natural Food Store, offering more than 3,000 certified organic products, freshly baked breads, a coffee bar and bulk foods department, and an in-store nutritionist to answer questions about healthy eating. Strawberry Fields on Springfield Avenue in Urbana.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the first